In a study published in the journal Pediatrics, researchers say there's a strong association between juvenile detention and physical and mental health later in life. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Anne Hoffman reports.
The study's authors analyzed data from around 14,000 adults in a congressionally funded data set called the National Longitudinal Study of Adolescent to Adult Health. They looked at the relationship between how long someone was incarcerated and their adult health. They also controlled for several factors, like someone's baseline health and sociodemographic factors. The authors concluded that youth incarceration is associated with worse health and mental health later in life. Mental health outcomes got worse the longer someone was incarcerated, says study lead author Elizabeth Barnert at UCLA.
I think that being in the justice system is often very traumatic for young people. The juvenile justice system was intended to be rehabilitative, but it has become increasingly punitive.
She says the relationship between health and incarceration is complex. Jessica Fireman from Philadelphia's Juvenile Law Center says she's not surprised by the research. She believes conditions for kids inside juvenile facilities are often harsh.
They're separated from their families. They may be placed in solitary confinement. They may experience shackles or pepper spray.
Both Fireman and researcher Barnard say for the last 10 years, the trend in juvenile justice is to keep more kids out of facilities and in their homes and communities. Anne Hoffman, WHYY News.